is it crucial for us to be kind and patient with ourselves when we're working on healing and recovering from trauma? I'm your host, Dr. Kate Dow, and you're here at It's Her Turn podcast, and I'm so glad to be here with you. Today, this topic is really meaningful and important to me as I have been on my own healing journey for a long time, as well as guided and supported many other people over the last 35 years. And what I know about us as human beings is that we tend to get pretty judgmental of ourselves. And when we're in trauma, we are busy being hard on ourselves about why are we struggling. When we finally realize we've been through traumatic situations, we might be judgmental about, well, why haven't we gotten over it yet? And so you can see that this topic is pretty important, because in order for us to have compassion, kindness, and care for ourselves is, you know, a huge part of being able to actually heal and recover and become more whole, right? To become more connected with who we are and integrate all those parts of us, the parts of us that have made poor choices that kind of got us into situations that were really difficult for us. And how do we do that without judging that now? How do we forgive ourselves for making those choices? And how important that is so that we can get to the place of acknowledging, wow, I really went through a hard time with that situation and I suffered and I was hard on myself, or I let that person treat me so badly. And our natural reaction can be feeling shameful about that. Like, well, you let it happen, or you picked that person, so, you know, that's your too bad for you. And we just can be so not nice to ourselves. And it gets in the way of the healing happening. So how do we step back? How do we step out of that desire of our ego mind to just put us in our place and almost punish us for having had a hard time? Well, first of all, we got to recognize that that is part of what our thinking mind does. We live in a society that says, this is good behavior, this is bad. These are good choices, these are bad. And it's all an illusion and it's all messed up because our values out in the mainstream world are all upside down. So we have to cultivate a sense of self that says, wait, what's true for me? And if I went through difficult things, don't we all go through difficult things? Yes, we all do. We all trip and fall. We all make poor choices. We all hit the wall. We all end up in situations that we're like, oh my gosh, how did I get here? So let's stop the storyline that as human beings, we're supposed to somehow not be faulty, because that's just not true. And that's not going to help us have compassion and care for ourselves when we do step out of the trauma and go, oh my God, I have been living in a horrific situation for a long time that I didn't even realize or putting up with. So how do we do that is we recognize that our thinking mind will always go there and want to judge us. And that's not really the mind we really want to pay attention to. The mind we want to cultivate is that soul mind, we could say. The mind of our soul, the mind of that higher perspective consciousness that recognizes that being a human being is darn hard. It just is. And it's automatically includes falling on our face and making bad choices. That's just part of what being a human being is. So when we can cultivate this connection with what we could call the soul mind, the witness consciousness, that part of us that we practice when we're doing mindfulness, when we're meditating, when we're in the flow in the middle of a, you know, playing some sport you really love and you're not thinking, you're just there, you're in it. That's when you're in that sense of awareness of self versus the thinking self. And that awareness self is the part that we want to connect to, especially when we're doing trauma work, because that's the interface of human suffering, trauma, with our spiritual consciousness and our ability to hold sacred space for ourselves, to be able to say to ourselves, wow, that was really a rough couple years, or a few rough decades, if it's true for you, like it has been for me at times. And be able to have a little levity, a little humor, and a huge dose of compassion. Compassion is a concept of us feeling care without feeling like we're having self-pity, right? When you care for somebody and you empathize with their suffering versus sympathizing and taking it on as your job to help them stop suffering, right? The truth is, we all have our own journeys to take care of, and we can be there and empathize all the time for people, but we can't go walk in their shoes and do their journey for them. So that's the difference there. And empathy is the place of having our heart open, our ability to feel that compassion that says, oh man, I'm with you. That's a hard thing you're going through. That I can resonate with that because I went through something similar, right? Or I went through something totally different, but man, it was hard too. And I have empathy and compassion for you, because being a human being is not easy. When we can bring forward that consciousness, that ability to see things without a judging mind, is when we can be kind. When we can hold space for ourselves and say, this is what I've been through since I was born. I can see now more and more what all the pieces are that come together. And you know what? From that place, I can also see all the ways that that was growing me or bringing me closer to who I really am now. And then it's like, poof, big light bulb. We recognize that going through challenge as a human being is part of how we can awaken to who we really are. That's the interface of that trauma and spirituality that allows us to develop our keener sense of who we are. And so trauma has those jewels in it, even though, yes, it has hardship, it has pain, it has suffering, it has shame, it has judgment, it has all those things in it. If we stay in the story of the drama, and we don't move to the story of the trauma work, where we do the consciousness building, where we build that sense of compassion and care for ourselves and say, all right, it's been a rough day. What do I need to do to come back to myself, to come back in my body, to come back into my heart and stop beating myself up and be kind? That's what we want, is those ways that we snap. We come back in the moment and we get present and real and kind with ourselves, like you would for somebody that you love, right? Whether it's your child or a best friend or your partner, if they're suffering, you would extend a hand. You would feel that empathy. You would be compassionate. You would say, wow, that's rough. I'm here for you. I care about you. I hope you come through that. I love you. I relate with that situation and I know how hard it is. I'm sure, I trust you're going to get through that. That's compassion. That's patience. Actually, let's talk a little more about patience, because my personal experience, as well as most people I work with, they're like, oh, really? I got to work on this again. You know, it's like, didn't I already do this work? Why aren't I done with it? So quick reminder, as human beings and coming into consciousness as spiritual beings in a human body, we are constantly going to be re-interfacing with those experiences that we have come through from the next level of the spiral. That's why spiral is sort of my logo, because it's the most keen design of my experience of being in this lifetime and all the work it takes to continue to grow and evolve and become more conscious. It's a spiral, which means, yes, you can do a ton of work on one aspect of something, and it might be that a couple years later, you're going, oh my God, I'm going to work on my issues with my mother again. Like, what? But here it is. And now I'm at this different level of consciousness. I am able to perceive things I couldn't see before, right? I'll give you an example. My mom passed in 2009. Now, that was not a simple relationship for me. And I did a whole bunch of work just so I could be present with her at the time that she was dying. And a lot of that had to do with trauma that she was not able to own or ever work on, which was part of that generation. You know, it just was not something people did. And since then, 2009, that's many years now. Wow. I have revisited, you know, not on purpose, but having things come around where I'm like, I'm going to sit with this stuff about my mom. And suddenly I have these epiphanies, really, of being able to perceive my mom and the understanding of, you know, what's her story was and how that interfaced with my story and understanding the bigger context of that story in our lineage as women, you know, in this family line. And it's mind blowing how I never thought I would see things differently than I would have, you know, prior to her dying, and how it continues to evolve and pretty much surprise me how I'm able to not only touch into a new experience, but also to a new relational feeling, right? My ability to connect to her or appreciate her or value the life we had, even though it was not a simple or easy one. And so that's my experience of that spiral that happens as we continue to grow. And so the patience piece means what you think you're done with, you're not done with, because it continues to evolve. And it's actually a beautiful thing. But when we get into that place of, I'm just tired of it, I'm sick of doing trauma work, I'm sick of facing all this challenge, we just got to take a break. And we got to say, you know what, I just need to like live and not be focusing on working on things right now. And that's okay. And come back to it when you're ready, because it's not just about that trauma work. It's about becoming whole, becoming more and more who you are. Not like you're not whole, but let me rephrase that. Coming into awareness of your wholeness, which we do not feel when we're in the middle of feeling broken in trauma. But the integration of the work you're doing is an ongoing process. And that integration is powerful and surprising and beautiful. But we got to hang in for the ride if we're going to get to that place. And so when you're kind of hitting the wall and you're suffering over your suffering, take a breather so that you can come back and be patient in your life and know that the unfolding and the unraveling of that trauma is just part of your path. It's part of your awakening. It's part of your stepping into more and more of who you are, what you got to say about what you've been through, and what feels meaningful and purposeful about it now. So the patience just goes hand in hand with that empathy and that kindness and compassion that we've got to give ourselves. We can't just be harsh on ourselves about what we're struggling with. We got to practice, intentionally practice, being that kind, caring person we would be to somebody we love. Hello, and practice being that with ourselves. In other words, learning to love ourselves in the ways that we love others and with even greater kindness and appreciation for who we are, what we've been through, where we're going, and what we're about, just as being a human being. So I hope this was helpful. I felt drawn to talk about this today, and I'm really interested if you have any feedback, anything that felt helpful or it brought up stuff that you don't understand, please feel free to visit me at my Facebook link that's in the show notes and drop a line. Let's have a conversation about it. I want to hear it. I want to dialogue with people about what they're experiencing and how the show is supporting you or what else you need. What else would you like to hear about? Also know that my book, Fearless, The Art of Using Anxiety to Your Advantage, is an incredible resource that I just keep hearing back from people. And that's not about me. It's about the fact that this book has a little life of its own and it seems to reach the people it needs to reach. So I'm just like reminding you that this book is there and it's at Amazon. The links are in the show notes. And this book is continuing to have the next layers of its experience because now I'm creating a little program that will be like a course that you can take that's guided, but it's self-paced. So that'll be ready in the next month or so. And that's a way that you can kind of break down all the things that are in that book that can help, that are about teaching you, guiding you, giving you practices, and helping you understand this idea of where our trauma, or AKA our anxiety, is actually giving us an opportunity to grow and become more of who we are. That's really what the book is about. And so you can apply it to trauma or depression. It's not really specific just to anxiety, even though I speak about it through the lens of anxiety. So keep that in mind and reach out, check in with me if you feel like it over at the Facebook page. And meanwhile, I hope this gives you a little inspiration, a little nugget of wisdom that you can take with you and see if it fits for you. Because my wish for you is that you find your voice, own your truth, and claim your power.